if you would, to Psalm chapter 46. I guess Psalm's my go-to if I have to preach something extemporaneous. But Psalm 46 has been something I've been thinking upon, some verses in this psalm. In verse 1, we'll begin there. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. I thought about what it means, first of all, to need a refuge. If you need a refuge, it means that you're fleeing somewhere from something. You're a refugee. You're in dire straits. You're facing perhaps days without food, shelter, clothing, without the necessities of life. The very fact that Syria today is in a civil war, and there are just boatloads of people that are fleeing that area, and they're considered refugees. They don't have a place to go. They've got to find safety somewhere. And I began to think of what we really are as sinners who are broken, who have no righteousness, who are naked, who are unprotected, without any provision, without any protection. And God, in His grace, shows us a city of refuge, a place where we can run to and find protection, provision, clothing, strength. And it's not in a physical building. It's not in a physical place. It's not physical clothing or food. It's God Himself in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The name of our God is as a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. He is our city of refuge. God in Christ is our place where we can be comforted, where we can find protection from the wrath of God, from the condemnation of the law of God, from the fiery darts of the wicked one, Satan. We have refuge in God. And what's amazing about the refuge that God provides, it is unlike any earthly provision of men. Because a refugee can flee to another country. They can go to another place, but they're not sure that they'll be protected there. They're not sure that they will have provision and that their needs will be met. That's their hope. But as long as you're dealing with men, there's always a chance for failure. Not so with our refuge. Not so when we flee to Christ. This refuge is of everlasting value, and God will protect us, not just the moment that we run to Him by grace and through faith, but every day thereafter. We never have to doubt. We never have to fear. We never have to worry about whether or not God will continue to provide and protect and strengthen. God is our rock. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when we run to Him, when we find refuge in Him, it is for all eternity. So unlike earthly refugees, who really don't have any assurance. You and I, if we know Jesus Christ, if we've fled to Him, He's clothed us with His very righteousness. He's given us the garments of salvation. He feeds us. He's the bread of life. We'll never go hungry. As long as we're in Christ, we're hid in Him. We find all in Christ. All the promises of God are yea and amen in Him. He is our refuge. And that's such a powerful thought, especially when you consider that a majority of this world is wandering, without hope, without God, without a settled refuge, with no real thought of what's going on. They don't understand. They don't give thought to eternity. If we didn't have God in Christ as our refuge, we would not only face an uncertain tomorrow in the physical realm of this world, but we would face a certain wrath-filled eternity where there's no protection, no refuge, no safety, only condemnation and the wrath of God and the torments of the lake of fire. But if God is your refuge, if He is the one that you find safety in, if He is the one that's providing your righteousness, if He is the one that's sustaining you by His grace, you have no fears. Because He's an immovable, immutable rock. No one can defeat Him. All the hordes of hell could come against our refuge, and He has victory over them all. We're overcomers in the place where we have found refuge. And when you think of a refugee, you think of someone you want to have pity because of their condition. Many of them, when they flee one country to go to another, their clothes are ragged. They're starving. Their kids are in bad shape. How thankful I am that when God gave me the grace to run to Jesus Christ, even though I was so raggedy, so wicked and undone and emaciated from sin, my Lord took me in. He cleaned me up. He changed my life, changed my outlook, changed my purpose, gave me hope, gave me peace. Now, if a refugee flees and goes to a decent place, he may find that he can make a living there. And he may even have some decent clothes and may be able to make a life there and become a citizen. Think about what you and I have fled to. We have the everlasting grace of God to take refuge in. He's not only protecting us when we came to Him as our refuge. As far as we were concerned, we didn't understand this, but before the world began, He'd already determined to be the place of our protection, and He wrote our names down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And He adopted us so that we're not mere citizens, but rather we're His adopted children. How amazing is that? Not just adopted children, but children with an inheritance that far outstrips any earthly inheritance that anyone could ever hope to have. Here we are, we're refugees. Fleeing from the wrath to come. Fleeing from the wretchedness of a life that's wasted. We find refuge in our God. We find refuge in Jesus Christ in His everlasting righteousness. And what does He give us? Not mere salvation alone, but all the promises of God are opened up to us. All of the blessings of life and eternity, the joys of heaven, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the opportunity to pray directly to Him, to have fellowship with Him. Let us never underestimate the greatness of our refuge. God is our refuge. And oh, how we ought to point others and say, listen, we found refuge. We found safety. We found protection, provision, and power in the Lord Jesus Christ. He can give you peace. He can give you joy. He can give you strength to face every day and every trouble. Run to Him. And if we have found all of these blessings in our refuge, God as our refuge, we ought to be filled with joy unspeakable and full of glory. When you consider what we have in Jesus Christ, He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He's given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. The Bible says we have it all. And how we ought to be joyful in our God. As we ponder and meditate upon this thought, God is our refuge, but it goes beyond that. He's our strength. Yesterday, when I was driving home, and I got home and I unloaded the car and I thought about things I had to do to get ready for today. Have you ever felt just bone tired, weary, and you think, I'm just going to have to just lay down. But you got to get something done. And so I'm carrying my stuff in. I know I've got to study some. I've got to think about and prepare for this morning. And I just said, Lord, be my strength. Be my helper. And you know what? Everything that I had on my list, I'm a big list guy. Everything I had on my list, God gave me strength to get it done. Now, if He can do just the simple things, then we can also trust Him with all of the big things. He's our strength. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. If He's your strength, you can defeat anything in His grace. Because the Bible says, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which what? Strengtheneth me. When God is your strength, you can come against everything. And you can do it with confidence. You can do it with boldness, trusting, believing that God is on your side and that you're more than a conqueror through Him that loved you and gave Himself for you. I don't know what I'll face tomorrow. I don't know what you're facing. But I guarantee you this. If you have run to God in Christ for refuge, He will supply the necessary strength to face each and every day, each trial, each challenge, each difficulty, each mountain to climb, each valley that you've got to trod through. God will be your strength. If only we will have faith that He is the one who will strengthen us and get us through and help us. Our problems arise when we fail to remember who our refuge is, who our strength is, and we think that we can do it all on our own. And Jesus made it so clear. He said, without me, ye can do nothing. Tonight, rest in the strength of the Almighty. Believe that He is able to carry you through. That He is active in your life. That He cares about the situations that you find yourself in and the trials that you're facing. Trust that the one that you've fled for refuge will give you provision and strength to meet the challenges of every day. And I believe with all my heart that if we would just look at God in this light as our refuge, as our strength, we can learn what it is to be more than conquerors, to be victorious. Not in and of ourselves, because our flesh is weak. Our depravity is strong. But our Lord can overcome all of that as we yield ourselves to Him. He is our strength. And He says, a very present help in trouble. In other words, do you need Him right now? I do. Are you going to need Him tomorrow? You know what worry is? It's borrowing troubles that haven't even came your way yet. Listen, I don't know what lies ahead for you, but there are going to be trials. There's going to be troubles. Realize this, the God that got you through and brought you victory today is the very same one who will be a present help in time of need tomorrow. Go to the throne of grace. Take your burdens. Cast your cares upon the Lord, for He careth for you. He will be your strength. He will be your help. Remember how He helped Israel at the Red Sea? How He split it wide open and they walked over dry shod? How He defeated all of their enemies. Remember how He helped Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were in the fiery furnace and everybody thought they were going to be burned up. The Lord was with them and brought them out. Daniel in the lion's den. Peter in jail. Paul and Silas. God is a present help in time of need. May we learn this. May we learn to bank on the grace, the glory, the power of God alone. Because when we do, we can find His strength can defeat anything or anyone. And every trouble that we face, every affliction that comes our way, every chastisement, He can be our help in time of need. May God help us to see the truth of this verse and live it out in a real way and make application of it every day. Let's all stand together.